It's not every day that we get to talk to the people inside the famed Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. We should make that a plural. There are actually several Wienermobiles traveling the country, and one of them is visiting Medford this week. So here's our rare chance to put a Q&A to some real hot doggers. Michael Tierney and Hannah Carlson are the occupants of the Wienermobile visiting Medford and our guests here in the studio today. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
You're quite the crew, too. The Oscar Mayer jackets are in force and everything. And
they're fantastic. It's probably my proudest thing that I own at this point.
How does someone get to be an Oscar Mayer hot dog person?
You know what? Sometimes we joke that we're still trying to figure it out. But the reality is that Oscar Mayer recruits recent college grads from all across the country every year to drive around a giant hot dog. For a year, it's like a year-long road trip across the United States, and you know, a lot of us are just like, how can we pass that up? So Mike and I were both lucky. We knew people who had done it in the past, so we were able to pick their brains, you know, get some advice about how we convince our bosses that we cut the mustard, you know, got the job. And now, you know, we've spent 6 months on the road, got 6 months to go, but we're 24 states down.
Out of how many?
50.
You have to hit all 50.
I was like, all right, I got to get my geography on this morning. No, usually we hit 35 or 40 by the end of it.
Yeah. All right, but so generally you're like the Western Wienermobile?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're primarily based in the northwest part of the country. So we do Washington, Oregon, Northern California, Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, South Dakota. We've been to Colorado. I mean, we've been all over the place out here. It's been absolutely fantastic. We're both Midwest kids, so.
You mentioned it when you were listening to the end of Garrison Keillor that you're both from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was nice to hear a friendly voice.
Exactly.
From the home state.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, dear. Yeah.
Yeah. You betcha.
So, college graduates, though. So what were your degrees in, need I ask?
I was in strategic communication, so I was in the School of Journalism at the University of Missouri.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Oh. M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
That's right. Hey. Yeah, exactly.
Are you a Mizzou grad as well?
I am indeed. Who knew? Had no idea.
All right.
So if you hadn't ended up in front of a microphone, you would end up in the Wienermobile. Is this the future from the University of Missouri School
of
Journalism?
I guess so. We do recruit at University of Missouri. So, I mean, that's how I found out about it. And I think that, you know, they're attracted, you know, to Mizzou for whatever reason. And I was like, I got to find out more about this.
So, Mike Tierney, what's your degree in?
Communication as well.
Okay.
So
it was a logical, yeah, you're looking for
perfect.
People who are out there in marketing. Yeah, yeah. We're getting a big thumbs up from Reed there as well. Yeah. Working on his degree at the moment, too. So they're looking for people who obviously have outgoing personalities and have some knowledge of communications. Is that's part of the mix then to become one of the Wienermobile people?
And it's actually not like a stipulation to have to be a communications, marketing, or PR major to actually do this. We have actually an environmental scientist on our team right now. A lot of it is based on personality, being able to get out, talk to people, and welcome them to see the Wienermobile. Mm-hmm. Have them love it as much as you do.
All right, so what goes on in the Wienermobile? I mean, most of us have generally seen it at some point driving down the highway, and it certainly has some great visuals there. It's this big hot dog driving down the road. But what do you actually do when you're out in the Wienermobile in the countryside?
Well, a lot of the stuff that we end up doing, we go to retail events. So we'll stop by grocery stores and surprise customers that were in town. So hand out weenie whistles and coupons and all that good stuff. But anything you can really imagine that a giant hot dog would look good next to, we do. So we'll go to sporting events. We'll go out and do parades. We'll do festivals. A couple weeks ago, we were in Fresno over Halloween. And so we stopped by the local children's hospital to celebrate Halloweeny. So we had the kids come out and trick-or-treat at the Wienermobile, and it was just a fantastic experience for us.
So just as a vehicle, Hannah, what's it like in there? I mean, it probably doesn't go terribly fast. I can imagine, given its length, it's probably a little unwieldy.
No, we can haul buns if we have to. The Wienermobile has actually been wind-tested at 90. So, I mean, we can get up there.
Wind-tested, but not road-tested.
We haven't taken it up to 90. We kind of cap it off at 70. But inside, it's just... I can't even describe it because it's one of those things you have to see. But everything is ketchup and mustard colored. There's six comfy seats in there, and they're all like captain seats. So they're very comfortable, which is good for Mike and I because we have some very long drives. Like sometimes we'll be in the car for like 12 hours. And so it's nice to be able to get comfortable, spread out your legs, you know, like even stretch a little bit. We got a blue sky ceiling in there, so there's always blue skies in the Wienermobile. You know, it's just totally to the nines. It's something that... I want to go meet the person who designed it and give them like a huge high five, pat on the back, and be like, thank you, because you're making dreams come true here.
And if you've ever wanted to meet the people who occupy the Wienermobile, here's your chance. You listeners, join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk to Michael Tierney and Hannah Carlson about the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Yeah, parking must be a bit of an issue for the Wienermobile, right? Especially because not only do you have to find a space for it, but you also end up usually with crowds around it, as we learned just a few minutes ago here.
Of course, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, it's fantastic that everybody loves the Wienermobile. It's kind of worked its way into a piece of Americana at this point. So when you see it, you got to get a photo with it. So we traditionally take up about 2 parking spots. The crazy thing about it, though, is it has a giant gull wing door off the side of it. So the only way in and out of the vehicle is out of the side. So you need to be able to find a parking spot, you know, in front and back of each other, and also something to the side to be able to get out of the vehicle in general.
Otherwise, you're going to be spending some time in the Wienermobile, which I learned once in San Francisco. I got stuck in the Wienermobile for like half an hour because we couldn't open up the door.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did the windows roll down?
I guess not in the gull wing. The windows are like kind of small, and then like they go side to side instead of up and down. So it's the door or nothing. You're hanging out in the Wienermobile. It turns into a Wienibago, and you hang out in there for a while.
How long a training period was there? I mean, what sorts of things did you have to get shown before you were let loose on the road?
It was a pretty rigorous training period, but we had so much fun because we're meeting all the other people who are also going to be, you know, sharing in this journey with us. So it was a 2-week thing. You go to headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. You kind of learn all there is to know about Oscar Mayer history about the Wienermobile, of course, you know, the ins and outs of, like, what our duties are as a hot dogger. But, of course, you got to learn how to drive the thing. So on the weekends, what they do is they take you out into this huge parking lot. Suddenly there's hundreds of orange cones everywhere. And the Madison County Police Department show up and say, all right, we're going to teach you how to drive this 27-foot-long hot dog. So no pressure, right? So you get behind the wheel. You slowly work your way up to the Wienermobile. We actually start out in minivans and, like, black out the rearview mirror because mm-hmm. You know, one of the biggest differences, and I'm sure Mike would agree with me, at least for me, driving the Wienermobile, is you don't have a rearview mirror. You just have to use your side mirrors. So you kind of escalate into driving the Wienermobile. You do, you know, a 3-hour final on the road. And finally, they can kick you out and say, all right, go explore. Go have fun.
How long is the Wienermobile then?
It's 27 feet long, approximately 60 hot dogs in length.
So that's twice the length of a standard passenger car. So,
yeah.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so when we were actually doing our driver's training, the training course that we have is actually called Hot Dog High.
Of course.
So yeah. So we got our new degrees in Hot Dog High. But they also, the hilarious thing about it is you pull into this parking lot and it's covered in orange cones. And it, to me, like in a normal vehicle, that's a nightmare, you know, having to try to navigate my way through this. So then you do it and you pass all your tests with the minivan. Next thing you do, you turn around and they don't move the cones at all. But here comes these big, long, 27-foot-long vehicles. And you have to do it all over mm-hmm. again.
So how many Wienermobiles are there altogether?
There's 6 of them traveling across the country right now. So what happens is they divide us into regions. So once we finish Hot Dog High in Madison, we kind of divide and conquer. So we're the Northwest team, which I think we consider ourselves very lucky because we both wanted this region so bad. You know, you mentioned we're from the Midwest. So waking up and seeing mountains, like you have to pinch yourself and are like, oh my gosh, there's no cornfields. There's mountains instead.
Yeah, not just prairie, right?
Yes. Exactly.
All right, so 6 Wienermobiles, and then who builds the Wienermobiles? I mean, this obviously is not just a stock sort of out of the factory vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, you can't walk onto the Chevy lot and request to get the Wienermobile.
So, darn it.
Yeah, it's actually assembled by a company in Santa Barbara, but it's built on like a bread truck style chassis, which is manufactured by a GM plant in Janesville, Wisconsin. And then it's got a Chevy V8 Vortec engine in it.
So it's got some power to it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But and again, never. All right. Is there a speed governor on it to make sure you guys don't over hot dog the hot dog?
We haven't found it if there is, but we're also.
In other words, you haven't tested the limits of the Wienermobile.
Exactly. We haven't been testing it. We're actually GPSed into our bosses back home. So they know how fast we're going at all times.
And they also know where we are. I think it's more of like a safety thing, making sure we don't like accidentally get into Canada. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but they do let, you know. They watch us, like, where are we and how fast we're going.
Does the phone ever ring? I mean, Carlson, Tierney, you guys are going 60, 65.
Yeah.
lucky enough, it hasn't yet at this point. So we're pretty good at keeping ourselves in line.
We're talking to the folks at the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile visiting the Medford area this week. Michael Tierney and Hannah Carlson are the Northwest unit, one of six Wienermobiles traveling the country. Yes, they are both college graduates, and this is what they got to do after graduation. Join us at 800-838-3760 if you have questions or comments. That's anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. You must have to pick your venues carefully, though. And it's interesting, particularly, to have you bring the Wienermobile to Ashland, Oregon, where there are probably a lot of vegetarians per capita. And I'm going to guess you're visiting Eugene at some point, too, with a very, very similar sort of situation, probably Corvallis, you know.
Yeah, been to Corvallis.
Similar stuff going on. Yeah. But so it's not like you show up at farmers markets, maybe, I'm thinking.
No, it is funny, though, because we have met people who, like, express, like, I'm a vegetarian, but they still come up to us and are like, I love the Wienermobile. It's one of those things that it kind of makes you feel like a little kid again, and a lot of people do remember it from when they're a child. And so it, even though they might not eat meat anymore, they still really kind of associate so many happy memories with this giant hot dog. So it's, I think everyone can find it, you know, a smile or two out of the Wienermobile if they want to.
So you don't have to like eating hot dogs to enjoy the Wienermobile.
It's very true. Yeah, everybody associates it with their childhood. So as soon as people come up to it, they turn 5 years old again.
Yeah.
Well, and so that involves a lot of singing of the jingle back to you, I understand.
So much singing. One time I counted how many times I sang the jingle in a day. It was like 35. It's just a normal day on the job.
Do you ever do it as a rap? I wish I were an Oscar Mayer winner. You
know?
Somebody going,
and funny enough, we do have a jingle CD, and one of the songs on there is kind of like a hip-hop wiener jingle. And
really?
It's like, I won't break it down for you right now because I would totally butcher it, but it is kind of funny.
All right. Grab your headphones. We have a phone call for you. Let us talk to Michael in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Michael Tierney and Hannah Carlson about life in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Well, you two are living a dream, aren't you?
Pretty much, well.
Well, I don't know if you're in town through the weekend, but our quartet dresses in chicken suits, and we have a show at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. in Ashland at Carpenter Hall. And the one thing our show is missing is a Wienermobile. So I just wanted to formally invite you to our show at 2 and 7 in Ashland, and you can get on stage with us, sing the song. It would be a spectacular time.
That would be so fun. And what day is this?
On Saturday here in Ashland.
Okay.
At Carpenter Hall across from Shakespeare Festival. But I love you guys. My wife saw your car yesterday, and she sent me a Facebook posting of it and said, hey, they're here to pick you up.
And what did she mean by that, Michael?
Yeah, you know, we've been married a long time, and she's always right.
Okay. Enough said. So 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. for your concert tomorrow at Carpenter Hall in Ashland.
Yeah, it's called Poultry in Paradise.
That sounds fantastic. We will do our best to make it.
We love chicken wieners.
Yeah, they do have chicken hot dogs now, and they're awesome.
All right. Well, you guys have fun and keep bringing smiles out there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michael. So let's talk about where you will be this week. So let's see. Today, Friday, you'll be at the Rays in Eagle Point, Rays Food Place in Eagle Point. Saturday, Rays in Central Point. Looks like you have an open. Well, at least as of the release of this, you were still didn't have plans for Sunday. And then on Monday, you'll be at the Safeway on Crater Lake Highway in Medford, 10 to 1. How does the Wienermobile handle in snow? And are you thinking about curtailing your plans at all today based on the weather forecast in the Rogue Valley?
Know what? We haven't had to drive in snow yet. But, you know, me and Mike are ready for the challenge. You know, us being from Minnesota where it has like 2 feet, I think, already. So we're up for it. And I think it handles just fine, actually. The Wienermobile is so heavy. We weigh about 14,000 pounds that
That's a 7-ton wiener.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a pretty big hot dog. So, I mean, you don't slide around as much, I think, as a normal vehicle. But I think we will probably take it a little bit slower. So we might be kind of taking our time down the highway today.
Sort of like a slow-cooked hot dog.
Exactly. We're slow-roasting it.
Okay. Did you guys have to go to pun school or something to be able to do what you do? I mean, the stuff rolls out pretty easily.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. You start to pick up on things pretty quickly. We got several puns that we could use. And, I mean, both of us spent a lot of time writing our cover letters, which were quite punny. Mm-hmm. So we also have had long car rides together where we just kind of shoot them back and forth with each other.
Pontificate. But Mike is very good at the puns, and his cover letter was actually, it was unreal. I want you to tell him your line in the cover letter.
I think, one of them, I think I said, and frankly, people would relish in my northern accent. Yeah, and would enjoy catching up. with us.
And he's good at getting himself out of a pickle.
Yeah.
So, okay, now Michael, don't listen, but Hannah, what's it like to be stuck in a car with this guy for 12 hours at a time?
Know what? It's so funny because we're both such outgoing people, but once you get in, you know, and we're talking to people, basically our job is to talk, and obviously we're not complaining. So once you get in the car and it's just me and Mike, at first we would, you know, kind of talk all day, you know, getting to know each other, but now we're like, let's rest our voices and let's put in a book on tape and just like hang out. So we're big on podcasts. We've listened to all the Harry Potter series. So it's kind of one of those things. It's like you're hanging out and just enjoying the drive, relaxing a little bit.
Good. So he's not quite so peppy in the morning anyway.
Like, yeah.
No. Hey, it takes up? A let's few go. Cups Boom. Of coffee. Yeah.
Okay. How many interviews have you sat through during your tour of the Wienermobile at this point?
Formal interviews, I think we've had probably an average of like 3 or 4 a week, depending on where we are. But of course, you're getting interviewed all day long because people come up to you. And it, I mean, rightfully so, it's an absurd lifestyle. So they want to know like why you chose to do it. Like, are we actually getting paid for this? This is your job. You actually had to go to college. Like, oh my gosh, you know, what's your favorite city you've seen? So you get a lot of questions. And so in that sense, we're getting interviewed all day long. But we like it that way.
All right. Hannah Carlson and Michael Tierney are the occupants of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile touring the Northwest. It is in Medford this weekend. We're talking Eagle Point today from 12 to 5 as planned. Anyway, there is going to be some snow, obviously. Central Point, 10 to 3 on Saturday at the Rays Market in both those towns. Still an open date on Sunday, we figure out?
On Sunday, actually, we're going to be at the Jackson Convention Center, I believe.
We're the
gonna
Expo.
Be, yes. Okay. And so we're going to be at that event raising money for like Make-A-Wish and the Wounded Warriors.
Okay, and Monday at Safeway and Crater Lake Highway in Medford. Michael and Hannah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.